Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal. You're on 770 CHQ on More Than Muddy, but Faisal, it's cold.
You think?
It turned cold on us, man.
You think it's not going to get colder next week?
It's going to get colder next
week. I saw a report, minus 45.
Like without windchill?
Probably with. But...
Oh, man, that's nasty. Well, we haven't had that for a very long time. But you know what? How do you feel about that? Like, when you think about that, it's not good.
It's not good. It can actually take an impact on how you perform your regular day at work or anywhere else.
Right. It does. It impacts people. It impacts me. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
The question is, as we go into winter, and you know, I talk to people about this. Again, I'm not the only one affected by it, but it's sunlight, it's cold weather, it's all of those things that, you know, or lack of sunlight, I guess, that affect it. But we're gonna have a an expert join us to help us understand the impact of this. And this is a gal we have on the show on a regular basis, Dr. Wendy Froberg, and she's a clinical psychologist. Wendy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So listen, we've got all these disorders going on right now because it's cold and dark and everything else. I'm curious to know if I'm the only one that suffers from that.
Oh, you're absolutely not. I mean, sometimes I think we've all asked ourselves that question. Why do I live here? Why do I live where the air hurts my face? Is a song I heard recently. But, you know, there's obviously advantages. But, yeah, it's not to be trivialized, the impact of winter on our physical and our mental health, for sure.
And we do joke around about that a little bit, Faisal, when we talk about it, and we're joking about it now. But it can actually lead to some mental health issues. It can lead to some, you know, performance issues.
Absolutely.
Maybe just walk us through a little bit about the kinds of impacts that this has on people and their,
sure, you know,
their overall health.
Well, I think the way we look at it is, you know, everything's just harder in the wintertime. There's just a lot more energy expenditure, simply starting with, you know, keeping your body temperature up, keeping warm. Yeah. But we definitely know that something called seasonal affective disorder is very common in northern hemisphere kinds of cultures and climates. Shorter, darker days lead us to be, you know, have sleep disruptions, increases in appetite, just a lot of symptoms that are very similar to depression, feeling kind of hopeless and stuck and pessimistic.
Yep.
And it's dark in the morning when you get up. It's dark when you come home from work. So we know our circadian rhythms, our natural daily rhythms are disrupted. Our levels of, excuse me, serotonin have gone down. Our levels of melatonin, which affects our sleep, are all altered.
Yeah.
So it can be a very serious thing. And as I say, it's not at all uncommon. Then we have just all the physical kinds of things. I know you work a lot with people in retirement and so on. And there's a real danger with the winter of being isolated. And we know that social isolation and loneliness is extremely dangerous for people of all ages, but particularly for the older as they become more and more housebound, which is exacerbated by cold weather and, you know, the dangers of just going out your front step and slipping and falling. And those results can be catastrophic for a senior.
And so do we have a higher impact as we age? I know that my sensitivity to the mm-hmm. change in weather is higher now mm-hmm. than 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't even own snow boots, Dave.
I know that. I know this of you.
Yes.
Yeah, so, that's how much you like the snow. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like,
exactly.
Forget
no,
this.
I definitely think there's something to that. You know, it's, as you get older, as I say, your body is definitely changing. You don't have the same muscle mass. You don't have the same, you know, respiratory capacity. You're at higher risk for, you know, things like heart attacks and strokes. That's why, you know, people over 45 or 50 are warned about, you know, shoveling the snow. And as I say, everything just takes that much more work. And there's a lot of seniors are isolated, so they're not getting the connections with other people that might help them get out and about and get a little bit of exercise, get some sunshine, things like that. And of course, you know, we know that our immune systems can be compromised, yep, as we get older, and the winter also compromises that. So, you know, whether you've had your flu shot, all sorts of things. And seniors who are isolated, they might not be eating properly. They might not be getting the exercise they need. They might not even be, you know, drinking enough water, and all those things, you know, cause problems. And for heaven's sakes, if they ever get hypothermia, if they ever do get stranded or stuck outside, it can be lethal really quickly.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is, I mean, you're a lot younger and better looking than I am, Faisal, but I did some education around aging probably 10 or 12 years ago. You know, not to do with financial markets, but just the aging process.
Right? Yeah,
okay. And I got to tell you, aging, fast forward kind of 12 years now, Wendy, what one of the things I find is my eyes are getting worse and it's harder and harder to drive at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate admitting that, but the fact of the matter is these are just changes that take place and the night's a long time now.
Dave, you can't even drive in the daytime. So
but it's worse it at night, Faisal. Look into your future, my man. That's right.
You tell me that all the time. Wendy, every time he goes through an experience he can't see or his legs hurt or his back hurts when he gets out of bed, he's like, Faisal, look into your future. This is what's going to happen because there's like a 7 to 8 year differential between us. So
tell me if I lied.
You've never lied to me because I feel the same stuff 7 years later.
Well, it's a one-way street, let me tell you. It's a one-way street, so you might as well have some advance warning.
This is my question for you. How do you manage through this? How do you stay positive in this as you're going through changes yourself, plus weather impacts and so forth? How do we stay positive and manage through all this?
Yeah, well, I think it's the same advice that we always give, but I think it's kind of stepped up in the cold weather. If you believe you do have seasonal affective disorder, it's important to get natural light. Sometimes you can invest in one of those light box kinds of things. But just getting out, if you can, if it's not minus 45, for a quick walk, even things like sitting by windows. So, you know, that's for the seasonal affective. But nutrition, you know, if you're elderly, maybe you have to, and you can afford it, maybe you have to get a grocery service or something to deliver you warm food or fresh food, a little bit of exercising. Lots of seniors go walking at the mall. Or there might be a video or something that they can pop into their, maybe their VCR if they're that old, but just something to exercise at home. You know, drink lots of water, wash your hands, get your flu shot. And for elderly people, you know, sometimes we're resistant. I know I'm resistant to even wearing my glasses, but if you use adaptive aids like walkers and canes and things like that, it can, you know, at least get you, keep you mobile. Mm-hmm. But I think that one of the biggest things is fight social isolation. Just talk to people, socialize to people, have people over. Just stay connected because, you know, and I think if you have an elderly person in your life, make sure you're checking on them. Make sure you're seeing that they're okay. And not just that they're physically okay, but emotionally. Have a visit with them. Make sure their house, you know, the other day the boiler went out in my house and I woke up and it was like, you know, 60 degrees and I was like, what? You know, and if that happens to a senior, they might not know what to do. So we have to look after each other. We have to fight that that loneliness factor. That is, they say loneliness is the new smoking. You know, it's that detrimental to our health. You know, make sure that your elders, you know, the walks are shoveled and you're not going to slip and fall and wear those little icy things on your feet so that you can grip. And but driving, you know, you might have to, you know, make sure that your seniors are getting a ride somewhere because it's too cold to wait for the bus. They're probably not driving. You know, looking up the handy bus, things like that. So just, you know, really, really doing everything that we know is good for our mental health, thinking positively, you know, is very important.
Wendy, we got to leave it there. We're running out of time, but I want to thank you for a reminder of those things that we should be doing and the fact that I'm just not crazy that these things actually do affect other people. Okay. Thank you very much again for joining us.
You're welcome.
We've been joined by Dr. Wendy Froberg. She's a clinical psychologist and a regular recurring guest on the show. You know, this notion of mental health extends in so many areas. And, you know, I don't think we're telling anybody anything new here, but the fact of the matter is when it hits minus 45 degrees, right? And if we get a stretch of it, you've got to think about, you know, staying active and engaged, particularly when you're older. Right?
Correct.
And the fact is things are going to change for you as you age, right? My eyes are an example of
and
that.
And you have to be conscious of that.
That's correct.
There's going to be a lot of things that are going to impact you, whether things are happening in the city, things you see on the news, things happening in your family. These all take impacts to you. And many people find it challenging to go through retirement, worrying about their money while they have these other external factors. And so we're going to talk about a program, a system that is designed to bulletproof your retirement throughout this whole thing we call retirement. And it's going to be on Tuesday, January 21st, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf Course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first time.
You need to reserve your seat. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at going to morethanmoneyradio.com. com.
If you're interested in some investment-related tax tips, stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.